Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. In today's podcast, I am going to be sharing with you some of the things I'm really into right now, some of the technologies, the habits, the foods, the teas, the books, and the things that I am focusing on to help my energy, my mind, my all-round body. So you could potentially title this episode, "These are a few of my favorite things." But I won't sing to you the entire episode. Fear not, friends. So that's what I'm going to be talking about, because I talk a lot about bigger picture, strategic things, stuff that I would go through with my clients, but I thought it might be really helpful just to share with you where I am at right now in my life, what I'm working on. There's still stuff in my health that I am working on in terms of inflammation, and some of just the geeky things that I'm really into, the stuff I'm researching and the stuff I'm realizing. So that's what we're talking about today, which is fun, but I hope you are doing well. And can I just say, I'm so honored that you would spend your precious time to listen to this podcast. And so that is actually why, and when I've thought about it in the past, I've not done loads of episodes where I talk about my own life and my own self, just because I'm so aware that I really want to honor and respect the time that you give. So every episode, I want it to be really actionable and practical for you, because I don't want to waste your time. It's really, really important to me. But equally, I know a couple of people always ask me what I do, what I'm focusing on. So this is the episode for that. And I also forget how weird I am. Like, there's these things in my life. I was writing the list for today's thing. I was like, oh yeah, I suppose I should mention that, but that's totally normal, right? And then you look at it and you're like, no, Kezia, that's actually quite weird. It's quite geeky, let's be honest. So that is what we're going to look at today. Otherwise, other updates from here is it's snowing currently as I'm recording this. I have to say, the last 3 weeks of living in Scotland have not been a great advertisement for living in this glorious land. It's basically just peed it with rain. So I'm very happy that the rain has kind of transformed into snow. It's like a change of scene, even though it's basically the same thing, but even colder. I went for a run at the weekend and literally it hailed / rained / snowed so much. And I was running up a hill and the wind was so high. You know, when you're running, and I was like, I actually don't think I'm moving. I'm just like running on the spot due to the wind, hail, rain situation. It was grim. I cut the run short. Let's say that. I came home and had a really big hot chocolate. So those are a couple of updates. I've also been chatting with new clients, which is exciting. So if you are thinking of working with me, I will soon actually be at capacity, and then I'll be starting a wait list, which is exciting. So at the moment, I have space to start working with you within the next couple of weeks, probably within 2 or 3 weeks. And then after that, I'll probably be full for a while. I might open a bit of a wait list and then we can start working together. Probably won't be that long a wait, probably about 6 to 8 weeks. But I've got a great program that you can do during that time, so which is exciting. So it's not going to be like it'll be a highly productive time. So you'll actually see massive results while you just wait on the wait list. But the wait list isn't ready yet, so isn't needed yet. So there's 2 more spaces. If you want to know, keziahall.com, wait with me, find out all the info. You can do payment plans, however it works over the 3 months, where we can help you to utterly transform your health, how you feel, all of that good stuff, run some tests, all that good things. So that's been happening here. So that's been fun, starting with some new clients. And as you are listening to this live, then if you are listening to this to the day that comes out, then I'll be slap bang in the middle of my adrenal and thyroid health summit. So if you're listening to this much further in advance, then you might not have access to it. But if you're listening to this as this comes out, the adrenal and thyroid health summit started on the 3rd of March. You can still join. Get access to the replays for a limited period of time, where I'm going to help and show you how you can regain your energy in a completely natural way. So over the 3 days, I'm going super in depth. You're going to leave with a 3-month plan of action that is going to help you to regain your energy. Whether you know you have a thyroid issue, whether you suspect you have a thyroid issue, whether you have no idea at all, you have no idea what the adrenals do, thyroid does, but you're just sick and tired of being tired, then make sure you join me in this summit. Otherwise, if time has passed, then make sure you've gone and done the Gut Goddess Quiz, which is my online free health assessment that's going to give you and direct you in the right next step for you and your health. So I've got you covered. As long as you, my main goal is to help you to keep making progress so you can keep feeling good with each day, week, month, year that passes. Okay, let's get on with today's show. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, snowflakes and land. Oh, that's actually very apt because it is snowing. Whoa, synchronicity, guys. I don't actually like cats either, and I don't like whiskers on kittens. So that is a highly inaccurate song for me, but my favorite things. That is what we're talking about today. And I've got lots of them. So these are the things that I'm just into right now in terms of the stuff that I am focusing on, enjoying, listening to, all of that sort of good stuff. So the first thing, let's just dive on in. The first thing that I'm totally into, or the first thing I'm really focusing on, because that'll probably make sense of some of the other things I talk about, is sleep. So for me, 2020, when it comes to my health, I've decided I'm going to focus on one thing alone this year, and that is my sleep. So I'm getting, in the probably the healthiest way, slightly obsessed with my sleep. This year I want to make sure that it is optimized and as good a use of my time as possible. For those of you that know Enneagram at all, if you don't know what Enneagram is, just Google it. It's like one of these personality things, profiling things. What I said is such a three thing. I'm a three. We're all about achievement and productivity. I'm like, I don't want to lie still for 8 hours without me achieving something or producing or being productive. So funny. For those of you that don't know the Enneagram, there's some naff information out there and there's some hilarious stuff out there where people take the mic out of the whole Enneagram thing. It's hilarious. Anyway, I'm a three. So I want my sleep to be productive, guys. But no, honestly, in all seriousness, when I've been looking at and analyzing my own health issues, I've also been working with a holistic kind of functional dentist for about 3 years to fix my jaw and my teeth. I've always actually had a lot of issues with my jaw, always snored. And in chatting and working with this dentist and also just looking at my own symptoms, I've recognized that actually my sleep might not be optimal and I might have a couple of kind of sleep dysfunctions going on due to a couple of times I would wake up in the night because I can't breathe. So my airway would get closed off because my jaw alignment, this is according to my dentist, was a bit off. So let's back up. Sleep. You have three basic stages: light sleep, deep sleep, REM sleep. Now, all of those stages are important, but the things you want to make sure you're getting enough of, obviously, is deep sleep and REM sleep. Both are important. It's not that one is better than the other, but you do want a decent amount of ratio of that. And in REM sleep, that's that rapid eye movement sleep. That's where often we'll deal with experiences of the day. That's also when our body completely relaxes. Like, we almost go into this weird state of paralysis. Your muscles relax, your heart rate goes slows down so much. It's actually really slightly crazy what that happens. You kind of almost, in my own words, this is not a technical phrase, but you almost kind of like go into a coma each night where you're just like switched off. Now, if that, and we know from research that people that get Alzheimer's and other degenerative diseases often have very poor REM sleep. So that we know from the research, in terms of prevention, making sure you have adequate and healthy REM sleep is really important. Also, we just know in general how important sleep is for our health. We know that sleep impacts is when we heal, when we detoxify. We learned recently through research, our brains have a wash. Like, there's this liquid that goes and washes our brains while we sleep. There's so much important stuff that happens when we sleep that lots of experts would say that yes, nutrition is important, but equally important is your sleep. So you could be eating the perfect diet, but if your sleep is out of whack, then you'll actually struggle to heal. And I've seen this with clients when they're maybe eating well and they're exercising, but their sleep is really bad. And I've just had to say to them, look, you need to do whatever it takes for you to get some actual sleep, because you'll really struggle. It affects your sugar cravings, your ability to lose weight, your hormones, all of these things. So as I've been aware that I still have some inflammation, a little bit going on in my body, and as I've been working with holistic dentist, I've realized, okay, I don't think my sleep is as optimal as it could be, which makes sense because of issues with my TMJ, which is basically your jaw, you know, when you go, you move your mouth up and down and you feel that movement, that's your kind of TMJ. joint. So all that being the backstory of why this year I'm focusing in on sleep, because I've realized, okay, yep, I'll constantly be learning things about nutrition, but I feel like I've got that dialed in. There's still some inflammation, so it's probably because my sleep is not as optimal as it is. So that is my current focus. So this year is all going to be about sleep, and I will share with you as I go along all the things I learn, how I optimize it, what works for me, what doesn't, because it's honestly one of the most underutilized things. If you can really optimize your sleep, I think you can see a lot of shifts actually in your health. And yes, it's a bit of chicken and egg. Your nutrition and what you eat affects your sleep, and your sleep affects what you eat, and backwards and forwards. So in light of that, one of my favorite things right now is I saved up and used my Christmas and birthday money to buy myself an Oura ring. O-U-R-A, Oura ring. And it is one of the best kind of sleep tracking accessories. You know, like it's like, you know, like a Fitbit and Garmin. It's like one of those, but it's a ring, and it's specifically for sleep tracking, and it's one of the best, they're most accurate on the market. So like your Fitbit is not a great indicator of your sleep, because what you actually really want to do to get a more accurate understanding of your sleep is be able to take your heart rate variability. So that really shows how much you're resting. Also, you want something that's able to take your pulse so that you can check that you're getting that low kind of, that your heart is really slowing down, because that would indicate the different stages of sleep. So I've been looking and aware of an Oura ring for several years. They're quite expensive. They're like £300. So, you know, it wasn't just something I was gonna buy immediately. So I saved up, really wanted one. And this year I was like, I really want to improve my sleep. But in order to improve something, anything, you need to have information. If you want to improve something, you need to have data on it. You cannot improve what you don't know about. So it's really, really, that's why I get clients to do food diaries and symptom diaries, or maybe to check their fasting blood glucose. Or if you don't know about something, you cannot change it. So that's why this year I was like, right, now I'm going to save, use my money. I've read all the reviews. Some people I respect in the world, wellness world, use them. And the most accurate way to get you to assess your sleep would be doing something like a sleep study, where people that have maybe sleep apnea or suspected sleep apnea, they go to a hospital, they get all linked up and they sleep there. That's the most accurate, obviously, but that's not something I'm going to be doing every night. So in terms of an easy, accessible way of checking in with my deep sleep, light sleep, REM sleep, my heart rate variability, my heart rate, that kind of thing throughout the night, an Oura ring is great. So I've had this now for maybe like 2 weeks and I'm loving it. Every day I get loads of data, guys, popping up on my phone telling me. It also tracks your activity levels and your temperatures. So for me, with I prefer to do more natural family planning, and well, probably and condoms as well, but a blend of both. So I like to know when exactly I'm ovulating, blah 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 blah. And so it tells you that. It also obviously will track your steps and exercise, and it does something called a readiness level, which I love, where it basically gathers all your data in and just tells you, do you need to chill out today? Do you need to rest and recover? Or is today a great day to actually push and go for it? Which I really love, because like the other day I was due to do some exercise, but my readiness score was really poor due to my poor quality sleep. And I was like, okay, that's good permission. I'm just going to chill out. I'm not going to go for a run today. I'm just going to go for a walk and not push this forward. And then other days, like today, it's telling me my readiness score is really good. So today I'm like, okay, right, let's go for a run. Well, it's snowing, so I'm not sure I'm going to run in the snow, to be honest. But you never know. Might jump on my trampoline, do something like that, do some hit, something. So I have been loving my Oura ring. If you Google Oura ring, I'll put a link in the show notes. It is really fun. If you're looking to optimize your sleep, highly recommend it if you're into gadgets. And it's been really interesting, because my hunch around having poor quality sleep has been right. So I sometimes have nights where I have 10 minutes of REM sleep, 20 minutes of REM sleep, when ideally you want in about a minimum of kind of like an hour and a half. 90 minutes is ideal. So no wonder I've got inflammation and struggling in some areas, because if I'm getting like 15 minutes of it, geez, oh, poor body. It's been very helpful for allowing me to be a bit kinder to myself. So I'm loving my Oura ring. You can find out more there. I'm sure I'll chat about it more, but that data I'm getting from that, I'm loving. I love a bit of data. I know I am such a funny mix of like woo-woo, holistic, spiritual, like all of that stuff, but I also just love a good bit of data. I love a spreadsheet. I love numbers telling me things. It's just so helpful, especially when it comes to, because all it basically is, it's information about your body. It's more quantitative information. It's putting structure and the language around how you feel. And that can be so liberating because it gives you permission to feel the way that you feel instead of beating yourself up, being like, I shouldn't be tired. I shouldn't be gaining weight. I shouldn't be feeling rubbish. I shouldn't be waking up feeling sad. I've had 8 hours of sleep. So for me, just to also give a backstory, on by all normal standards, I sleep fine. I go to sleep easily. I don't wake up in the night. I get 7 to 8 hours. My son doesn't wake me up. He's slept through the night for a long time. Like, by all normal standards, I sleep really well, but I would wake up feeling tired. And that's what has led me for 2020 to investigate my sleep, because it's obviously not optimal. Okay, that's enough on sleep and Aura Ring. Another thing I'm really into is I've finally gotten on the Audible train. Took a while. I'm like, oh yeah, Audible, because I love podcasts. But I don't haven't listened to books anyway. So I've gotten into that, and I'm listening to Melinda Gates's book, which is actually really good. I'm just trying to remember what it's called. It's called A Moment of Lift, I'm pretty sure, by Melinda Gates, wife of Bill Gates. And you should read this book. It is sometimes slightly heartbreaking because she talks about her work with women in different communities and across the world and the foundation that they have, and she's been running for several years, but really amazing. It's also a great book. And so I've not finished it, but I'm nearly done. Great explanation and kind of storytelling. It really explains feminism in this time and place and how it's so important that we actually really keep going with this kind of feminist mission, because of how much of the world is still in so much oppression under this kind of patriarchal system and how it affects women. It's really good for that. It's really opened my eyes. I would 100% say I'm a feminist, have done for a long time, but it's really been a helpful book. Slightly a bit heartbreaking hearing about some of the stuff that's going on in the world, but I really recommend if you're into, if you've ever thought that rich people are just selfish and greedy and it's wrong to make lots of money, this is probably a good book. That's why I kind of started reading it, because I was like, I need to read some books by people that are absolutely loaded but are doing amazing things in the world, because I've heard so many stories of people who are absolutely loaded and doing some horrendous things with their money, and it just makes me sad. So I wanted to counterbalance that belief that I've grown up with in my head that money is bad. And this is a great book for that. So Melinda Gates been loving that. Really, and she reads it, which I quite like with that as well. So I've been listening to that, which has been fun. And then other things I've been into is I've been buying Merlin some fish oil. And it's fish oil for kids, because fish oil, fish oil is really important source of EPA and DHA fatty acids, which is really helpful for their brain development. And as you can imagine, little kiddies' brains are developing at like lightning speed. He was eating like basically a tin of sardines every day, that because he loved sardines, and he's recently decided he doesn't like sardines for some reason. So I'm like, okay, fair enough, his choice. But I'm going to get some fish oil in there by hook or by crook. And thankfully, he likes his fish oil. I can put it in. But it comes with little stickers that says, I've taken my fish oil today. So cute. So he takes his fish oil and he gets a little sticker and he puts it on his t-shirt. And he's very proud of himself. So cute. So cute. So that's just more of a mum thing that I'm into, let's be honest. Another thing I'm totally into is 90% dark chocolate. And I will confess, I think I'm probably slightly addicted to 90% dark chocolate. And I say that just to make you feel better. I eat chocolate in some form every day, I'm not going to lie. And there is a part of me, I think there's still that old dieting part of me that is dying. I've done so much work with my dieting mentality. So for those of you that don't know, I joined my first dieting club when I was 11. So I grew up fully in the world of counting, weighing, have 28 grams of bran flakes in the morning, and then a Muller Lite fat-free, basically watery yogurt with some Ryvita at lunch. You know, that is the world I grew up in. And so I've done so much work to change that. But I've noticed recently I do have this weird narrative going on with chocolate. Even with 90% chocolate, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have it. But I will have it. Oh, I shouldn't have it. Oh, I'm so bad for having it. Which for me, if I shouldn't, quote unquote, shouldn't eat something, then I'm going to eat it. I'm that rebellious, don't tell me what to do. If you tell me not to eat that chocolate every day, I'm going to eat that chocolate every day. So I think there's a little bit of that going on, but I'm kind of embracing it. I'm giving myself permission. And I think for me, it's just about taking the narrative and the drama away from this food that's chocolate. Because the only reason that I'm making chocolate mean something is because of an old dieting mentality. So that's what I'm into right now. I'm loving it. But I'm also just working on, I've just noticed a couple of weird mindset things going on there. So I'm just letting it be, letting it sit there. I'm taking the drama away from chocolate, giving myself permission to eat it without the drama. Because I do find with foods often, if you've got a food in your head that you've labeled as bad, so chocolate, bread, croissants, whatever, fill in the blank, and you for years, you've trained yourself at the bad food, this is bad for you food, this is a bad food, then often you, and I've said this to clients, you often need to spend time where you give yourself full permission to freely eat that food as much as you like, so that you can remove the narrative you've created about it. So for example, I had a client who for her bread, she just was like, bread is bad. She didn't even have that strong reaction to having it. You know, she wasn't like, I get super bloated, it makes me feel awful. She actually felt fine when she had it, but in her head, bread was bad to eat. So I just said to her, I was like, this has become a real area of drama that you've created about this thing that is bread. So I want you for the next couple of weeks just to eat bread whenever you want to eat bread. And it's not bad. You're not labeling it as bad. You're just eating all the bread. Just eat all the bread. And after a period of time, she kind of, the charge, the drama, the rebellion around eating bread, or for me, eating chocolate, goes away and it just becomes a normal food. So that is what I'm currently doing with chocolate. Plus also, I think with dark chocolate, 90% chocolate is a really great source of polyphenols. So I kind of actually see it as a bit of a health food. I'm not going to lie. It's good energy boosting food. It's got a good source of fats. So all these narratives that I've created around chocolate and certain foods, I'm just kind of unpicking. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not perfect when it comes to my relationship with food. This is something recently, I don't tend to be honest, have these kind of weird ties with food anymore. I'm pretty neutral when it comes to food. It is what it is. But I have noticed that with dark chocolate where I'm like, oh, I shouldn't eat this, but I'm going to. It's a bad food. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes, yeah. This is cocoa beans, cocoa butter, and like 5% sugar. Get over it. But just so you know, I'm human. I'm normal. And I'm eating 90% dark chocolate pretty much every day of the week. Another thing I'm into right now is running. If you didn't know, I'm training for a half marathon, which my training has commenced, I feel more anxious about. I'm like, why? It's actually slightly more than a half marathon. It's 25 kilometers up the mountains in Keswick in the Lake District. So in terms of like easing myself into running, there's no easing here. This is probably my 3 in the Enneagram coming up again. But I am loving running. I'm one of those weird people that's always loved running. I did half marathon and trained for half marathons probably about 10 or 12 years ago and then got injured and the usual story. Haven't really ran since, but I have had done a lot of rehab work post-pregnancy, during pregnancy, and now can run, which I am just loving. And I barefoot run. So I use those weird finger shoes. I think it's Vibram shoes. And I barefoot run. And you have to work up really slowly, but just love it. Even though my feet and toes get really muddy, I've been doing that and going for long runs, and it's just awesome. I just love running, guys. I am one of those annoying people that when I wasn't running and I'd be out in the car and I'd drive past someone running, I'd feel jealous of them. I'd be like, I want to be running. So I've been loving doing some running, and that's basically the exercise, all the exercise that I've been doing, and it's actually been feeling really good. I think I was doing a lot of like Pilates and bar work, and I obviously wasn't doing that quite right because it was really hurting my shoulder muscles and neck. And so with running, actually, I'm feeling really good. Another thing I've been loving, one of my favorite things, is I have been less busy. And some of that has been intentional and some of that has been accidental, but I have just not been cramming my days in with seeing people, doing stuff. I've just been less busy. I've been deliberately trying to create more space, more time, working less evenings. So I now only work 2 evenings a week, not 4 evenings a week. I've got a bit more childcare help and things. For the first time in my life, I do not feel really like I'm busy. And I can tell you that is partly a terrifying feeling and partly completely awesome. And that's mainly been intentional and also just partly happened. So I've been loving that. Just more space. I normally start work about 7:30, 8 a.m. on the days that I work, which are currently Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Sometimes that changes. And then I pick up my son at about 1 o'clock from nursery. And then in the afternoons, often might go and see a friend, but I'm currently just super chilled. He might go for a nap and I'll do a bit more work, or I might go for a nap myself, or I might meditate, go for a walk, see the cows, make dinner in enough time, and then I might work again in the evening or go and see friends. But it's just felt more chilled, which has been awesome. And I have not realized my whole life has not felt that way, which is completely my own doing. So I've been loving that space. Another thing I've been loving is another podcast, which might not be for everyone listening. It's maybe not one to listen to in front of your kids, but it's by Chris and Rosie Ramsey called Shagged, Married, Annoyed. It's pretty filthy, not gonna lie. And in a sexual context, but also just a little bit gross, like spit, poo chat, vomit chat, which if you know anything about me, I'm a big fan of. But I've been loving it. It's hilarious because I listen to way too many nutrition, like people talking through, going through latest papers, latest science, which I love. But I do just need something to get, you know, switch my brain off. So Shag, Married, Annoyed. Thank you, Chris and Rosie Ramsey. Hilarious. It's basically a married couple. Chris Ramsey, he was on Strictly. He's a comedian, and his wife do a podcast together. They're both Geordies, which I love because I grew up in Newcastle Lake. And so I love hearing the Geordie accent. And it's the two of them. And they're just kind of chatting like a married couple would. Sorry, going to my Geordie accent. And they, every week they have a segment called What's Your Beef? Where they talk about what's annoying them about each other. Hilarious. Makes me feel so much better about life in general. So I've been loving that. And I also recently, final thing I've been loving is I put my grounding sheet back on my bed. Yep. Grounding sheet. Again, something I think is highly normal. Realize it's not. This basically helps you to connect to the earth's kind of electromagnetic frequency, if that's the right phrasing. Don't quite know. But I tend to feel like I sleep much better when I sleep on a grounding sheet. I think it's because there's actually some research around it helping support your REM sleep, which would make sense. As since I've put the sheet back on my bed, my sleep scores have been slightly more consistent and better. So that's awesome. But there you are. Those are a couple of my favorite things, the things I'm into right now, the stuff that I'm focusing on when it comes to my own health, the mindset drama that I'm working through still around food and really fleshing out and flushing out that toxic dieting mentality that is still ingrained in my brain a little bit, still remnants of it. Although I do love how much I actually just don't think about food, which is so fun. I used to feel like I was like obsessed with food. Like every, it's like, oh, when's my next meal? And when am I going to eat that? And oh, I'm going to have that ice cream tonight. And oh, like just a lot of thought went into the food that I ate. And now don't massively think about it that much, which is really nice. It's quite refreshing. I feel like I have so much energy back just because I'm not obsessing about food all the time. So there you go. I hope that's been helpful. If you have any questions, if you're like, what the what? Kezia, a grounding sheet? What the what? An Oura Ring? REM sleep? I'm sure I will go into detail with all of these things in future. And also you can head over to Instagram at Supernaturally Healthy or Facebook at Supernaturally Healthy. And you can message me, leave me a comment, ask me a question. You can email me. I love to hear from you guys. If there's any way, if you have any questions in any way that can help, then do let me know. If you know you're ready to talk about working together, then head over to my website, click the Work With Me page, and you can book in a call and we can just chat about it. It's not a scary ass call. It's just us chatting to see if we'd be a good fit with working together over 3 months. And yeah, I'd love to work with you. Otherwise, I hope this has helped. And I will see you next week for another Gut Goddess episode. Lots of love. Bye.